chi shepa dong, nyama shepa la, anu peke kongong ya puja la, kongong ya puja.
Now, let's to set our motivation and before we engage, you know, to listening, teaching, and also the, you know, the teacher who gives teaching, you know, we need have a, we need to generate and set this motivation.
在我们还没有在上师还没有说法，然后我们在听法的时候呢，首先我们就是必须要先发起一个正确的动机。
And the motivation what we have to hear is the generate the proper motivation, the superior motivation, which is bodhicitta motivation.
这里呢，我们所必须要发起的这个动机呢，是最高尚的动机，也就是无上的。
菩提心的这个发心动机。
And the bodhicitta motivation here that you know we should carry this you know the myself and the entire sentient we have a you know, desire, the sincere desire, wish to myself and entire sentient being free from suffering and therefore cause of free from suffering and the cause of suffering and may they wish them to have a happiness and the cause of happiness.
这个菩提心呢，也就是说我们发愿，希望我们自己本身还有一切众生可以远离一切痛苦，还有痛苦的因，而且呢，希望我们和一切众生呢。
In order to wish and you know to gain that kind of state, you know, first we have to remove our own defects, you know, all the obscurations.
如果我们要成就这种境界的话，如果我们想要达到这种成就的话，那我们必须就是要消除我们自己内心的烦恼。
In order to remove our obscurations or the defects, you know, we have to first to engage, to learn, and on especially for this particular text, and therefore, and then we can achieve in such a wish.
如果我们要净化我们的烦恼。
I'm very happy now.
We will now meditate on generating the mind of enlightenment and set our motivation for 3 minutes or so.
现在呢，我们将要，我们现在大家呢就一起先做观修，一起呢就是酝酿我们的菩提心，把我们的菩提心给发起来，所以我们一起观修3分钟的时间。
This text which Rinpoche will be teaching tonight is the song of experience of Jetsongkhapa and Lamrim. So it's the very essence of Jetsongkhapa's Lamrim experience, the very core.
今天晚上, Rinpoche他将讲解的这一部论述呢，是称为《菩提道次第略摄颂略》，所以这个是《菩提道次第》的非常精简的一个精要，是由宗喀巴大师所著。
So this text has a threefold division. The first is the introductory praise. The second is the meaning of the text. And the third is a summary.
这一部论述呢，它总共有三个部分。第一个部分呢，就是前行的一个站离站，然后中间的部分呢，就是它的实际的内容，然后最后呢，它是一个概括。
The first includes a prostration and then praise of the Buddha.
第一部分呢，第一呢就是礼赞佛陀。我听那啥，他的，我那么七八节，他就说了，他就是呢，小查七八岁，我读十二页呢，俺们把，俺们对经的嘛，上不下巴了。
So this preliminary praise written by Jetsongkhapa himself has as a purpose by paying respect to the Guru to eliminate all obstructions to practice into the composition of the text.
他宗喀巴大师他礼敬上师，以便他可以净除一切他撰写这一部论著的一切的障碍。<咳>
So the first verse in the Tibetan text, the second verse in your English translation, who possesses a body produced by a myriad excellent virtuous qualities. This verse is part of the promise to compose a text, and its goal is, through recollecting the countless virtuous qualities of Buddha Shakyamuni, to complete the accumulation of merit, which is a prerequisite to attaining full enlightenment.
So
while the first verse of the Tibetan was a praise of the body of the Buddha, your second verse in the English text, the second verse of the Tibetan is a praise of the 60 qualities of the enlightened speech of the Buddha, which fulfills the wishes of all beings.
接下来呢，他们就是礼敬佛他的那个圣语，可以利益一切众生的圣语。
The fourth verse in English, which is the third verse in the Tibetan, these are in sequence, body, speech, and mind, is a praise of the mind of the Buddha, which understands all phenomena as they are.
接下来呢，是第三个偈颂，正观无尽所知意，然后在藏文来讲。
是第三个偈颂，英文是在第四个偈颂。那这里呢，它就是赞叹佛他的这个圣意。阿德呢是啊，他让一点不说，不是说吧，现在的不是说吧，我现在这边他不是说吧，等等，我呢，现在做下降东西呢，做的，我这里加波。
The last verse in the Tibetan, which is by in translation the first verse in the English, I bow my head to the Lord of the Shakyas. This is a prostration to Buddha Shakyamuni, who encompasses the qualities of the body, speech, and mind of all Buddhas, and through this the accumulation of merit is completed.
最后呢，他的这个最后一个偈颂呢是释迦尊王我敬礼，然后这个呢，他敬礼的话，他是就是敬礼释迦牟尼佛他的身口意，还有他一直到成佛为止所累积的这无量无边的功德。
我觉得等你决定的，确定没等吧？嗯，这大这位，我听这个是，七十年代年轻人那样出名，是。